The Upper East Regional Director of Health, Dr. Kokuaguna Williams, has called for the abrogation of allowances for nursing trainees. His call comes in the wake of teacher trainees having had the allowances scrapped. Dr. Guna Williams says the move will ensure quality, will ensure equity, and bring out the best and committed nurses into the health profession. He said when the allowances were instituted, there were few nursing training schools. But the time has come for people to invest in their training and education. Dr. Guna Williams is therefore calling for a national debate to address the issues of allowances for trainees in all categories. He spoke to Agatha Samoa on Behind the News.
I said this in the view that when these allowances were instituted, we had just about 10, 12 nursing training schools. Currently, there are over 78 nursing training schools in Ghana. And so the conditions that probably warranted the institution of these allowances, those times are not tenable this time. The second point is the fact that our health budget is all going to salaries, allowances, and personal emolument. In actual fact, we are spending almost 90% of our health budget on wages and salaries. That makes it leaving only about 10% for actual service delivery. And so I think that once the debate on the teacher trainees has started, definitely to catch up with the health sector.
But then some are arguing that trainees need the allowance to at least motivate them in view of the crucial role they play.
Well, I think that argument has been made several times, but the point is that is this. Are we saying that it's only training that is allowance? We have a health that is complementary to all other professions. We have biomedical scientists, laboratory technicians, pharmacists, health information officers. They all contribute to total health delivery. I don't think that we have doctors as well. I don't think that we will say that it's only nurses that contribute to health delivery in Ghana. And so if the nurses are singled out and are being given allowances, I'm sure that the time to come, other trainees will ask. So it's not a matter of that they contribute to health delivery or their special breed of people. But the point I'm trying to make is that the question is coming up every now and then. And I think it's time for us to open up the debate.
That was Upper East Regional Director of Health, Dr. Kokuaguna Williams.
Meanwhile, the advocacy officer of the Coalition of NGOs in Health, Michael Bwidi, believes before the trainee nurses' allowances are scrapped, alternative measures must be put in place to attract nurses. He said even with the payment of the allowances, the country is still grappling with shortage of nurses. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Bwidi said, creative and pragmatic decisions should rather be implemented to achieve the best results the country desires.
We are a country that are grappling with shortage of nurses. We are talking every day about midwives, the fact that, you know, we don't have enough midwives and our midwives are aging. The question we want to find out or ask is that do we now have enough so that we stop attracting them? The solution doesn't lie in just squeezing or cutting the allowances. We should find a more creative ways of raising revenue. We should find enough creative ways of dealing with the leakages in our economy, so much so that we would be able to generate enough resources to do the things that would move our nation forward. So how then do we attract them? Do we attract them by cutting the allowance? If the director is suggesting that we cut the allowances, what are the alternative measures that will be put in place to attract the nurses? The allowance was for a purpose, and I don't think that that purpose has been achieved.
But then, like, the Ministry of Education has taken a bold step to withdraw the allowances of teacher trainees. Dr. Kokuaguna Williams is also suggesting that trainee nurses access student loan scheme.
I don't think that we must just necessarily applaud every bold step or bold decisions that are taken.
That was the advocacy officer of the Coalition of NGOs in Health, Michael Bwidi.